Some copy that came into us a few minutes ago from BBC Monitoring. The Iraqi Kurdish Peshmerga commanders have said that they're now only 18 kilometres away from central Mosul after they captured 12 villages from the so-called Islamic State group in a two-day offensive. Mosul is, of course, the largest major city the militants hold in the country. Let's speak to Rog Ranjbar, BBC Monitoring's Kurdish media specialist. Tell us what you know, Rog.
Over 2,000 Peshmerga troops backed by US-led coalition airstrikes have taken part in the two-day offensive that has resulted in recapturing 12 villages from the militants in the Guer and Qazer areas near the city of Mosul. Kurdish officials have told Kurdish media sources that over 100 IS militants have been killed and 13 Peshmerga fighters have been killed amid the fighting in the past 2 days. A Kurdish reporter embedded with the Peshmerga force was also killed, and two others were wounded while covering the clashes. The media is saying that the offensive is very important because it's putting IS back, it's putting IS on the back foot in Iraq's Mosul, and that the offensive has now cleared the way for a US-backed offensive by both Kurdish forces and Iraqi army to retake the city from IS militants in the near future.
Just explain how significant the city is.
Yeah, well, the city is very significant. It's the largest IS stronghold in northern Iraq, and the offensive comes immediately after the Kurds in Syria led an offensive and took control of the IS stronghold city of Manbij near the Turkish border. I mean, IS militants usually retaliate against Iraqi Kurds whenever they lose territory in neighboring Syria, and this time the Kurds first made the move and attacked to avoid such retaliations. And they've also, the Iraqi Kurdish Peshmerga forces, they've also taken the Guer Bridge, located in the Guer area, also near Mosul, and they're saying that, the Kurdish media is saying that this is strategically important because it can be used by infantry troops who would want to cross into the city of Mosul in a future US-backed offensive to retake the city from the militants.
Yeah, I see that the UN's warning that the final battle for Mosul could spark the biggest, most sensitive humanitarian crisis in the world.
Yeah, well, the Kurdish media and Kurdish officials are also saying something similar. They're saying that an offensive that would aim to take the city from the militants would lead to hundreds of thousands of internally displaced refugees that would come either to territories held by the Iraqi army in the area or Kurdish forces near the city.
Okay, thank you very much for joining us. That's Rog Ranjbar from BBC Monitoring's Kurdish media specialist.